T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gonna do 15 minutes of Heat here. Heat and Lakers tonight. This is a big one.
Huge.
Give me the air horns. This is a big one. Heat Lakers. There you go. Now you know it's a celebration. 15 minutes of Heat brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. And by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Ira Winderman is on the line. We'll go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Ira Winderman covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. This is a big one, Ira.
It is, and so everyone knows, not that I'm shilling, it's a 7 p.m. start, not 8 p.m. like the original schedule. It was moved for TV, 7 p.m.
Yes, we're saying it over and over because it's crazy to have tickets for tonight's game. Because it, and as much as we say it, it's going to be people strolling in around 7:30, 7:45, sure. And it just, it's, you know, whatever. But just... just go there and be on time. And just go there and be on time.
Why are y'all so worried about this?
Well, because if you have tickets for this game, it's a pretty highly coveted ticket, and you might as well enjoy the entire game. Give me the air horns for people on time. No, so we have them. I have them. Oh, I don't need you to replicate the air horns.
Now we could do air horn or Crowder as our next.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to play Crowder or Elephant, Ira? Do you have any desire? No. Anyway.
I've already heard it with Jamie Eisenberg. It's always Elephant. It's not fun anymore.
Well, you didn't hear yesterday then. Yesterday, we played a rousing round of it. In fact, we fooled two people, I think. I think we didn't have a winner. Like, they couldn't. I'm not kidding you. Play one of the elephant sounds for Ira. See if he can. Elephant or Crowder?
Crowder.
Wrong. Wrong. Smartass. All right. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. What is the situation before we celebrate tonight's game and get all excited about it? What's the situation with Dion Waiters? Because it seemed for a moment like they were moving towards reconciliation.
It is so convoluted that literally before I picked up the phone to call you guys, I was on the phone with agents and lawyers just seeing how this thing is going to play out and getting their thoughts all the way to the Heat just terminating the contract and saying, hey, you know, we sort of have our articles of impeachment here lined up. We have all this in our side. And one agent saying, heck, you know, if you're going to do it with a player, this might be the test case. So I'm starting to move toward all of those who said on your show and your station that Dion Waiters may never play another game for the Heat again. I spoke to someone today who said they thought Dion Waiters' next game is going to come in China. So I think the parting is real. I think when you suspend someone for 3 times, you might as well suspend them for 20 times, right? I mean, I just don't see coming back from a 3rd strike from the same team. So I just thought when they went ahead and did this, they're just buying time by just pushing this the deadline further and further out now till after December 23rd.
And I thought about this because after that 30-11 run, what was that, the 16-17 season, they gave Dion 4 years, $52 million. And from then moving forward, it seems like it's been going downhill. Pat and Spo, this was my thing for the first segment, Ira. The connection.
Sure, I heard.
The communication, the connection. They failed on that with Dion Waiters. This is on Pat and Spo.
No, you see, I'm going to disagree with you, Channing, because especially you played a team sport, you're a team player. What if the players around you get better and you're not the starting linebacker anymore? What if you have to realize at some point in your career, like maybe you did, I know you retired early, that, hey, these other guys are better. So if this all started, let's be honest when this started. This started in the preseason when the very real reality went to Dion Waiters, you might not be a starter this year. You might not get as many minutes as these other kids. You might have been passed by. Just like he told Hassan Whiteside correctly last year, Bam Adebayo's better. He's going to start ahead of you. Well, if you can't deal with that reality, and Channing, I know you've seen several football players who couldn't, who will sit there and bristle the whole time. That kid's not better than me. I should be out there making plays and not him. That's where it started. So how is that on Pat Riley? How is that on Eric Spoelstra? They communicated to him a different role. And think about this. They communicated the same thing to Goran Dragic. And it's been fine ever since. And he's had a terrific year. And I don't want to say stupidity of it, but inanity or inanity of it, whatever that word is this. Deion Waiters could have had all the chances he wanted. Jimmy Butler missed the first three games. Justice Winslow has been out as much as he's been on. Derrick Jones Jr. has been injured. Tyler Hero tonight might miss because of illness. The opportunities would have been there to make a point with his play. Instead, he hasn't played all year. So what else should Pat Riley or Eric Spoelstra be doing but simply trying to put together the best rotation, the best lineup, and giving every other player in that locker room the best chance to win?
Right. It was short-sighted by Deion Waiters because I think he forgot how quickly you will have opportunities because people are missing games all the time, whether it's injuries, illness, maintenance plan. Like, you'll have plenty of opportunities. I think it was short-sighted.
And life happened to him. Look, Tyler Hero was selected in the draft. The Heat didn't go in the draft saying, we have to have a shooting guard. The Heat went in the draft saying, hey, the best player at 13 happens to be a shooting guard. The Heat didn't go into a summer league saying, we've got to find a replacement starter for Deion. The Heat went to summer league saying, oh my God, this Kendrick Nunn kid is really good, and he's on a really good contract, and it just evolved. Sometimes stuff just happens, and there's someone better than you there to take your job. So, I mean, we see it in our industry, in radio and journalism. Sometimes your boss comes to you and says, you need to take a pay cut. There's a new kid in town. Some guys go storming out, never to be heard from again. Other people go, okay, life changes. Life comes at you fast. I'm fine. Let's move on. And you move in that direction. I just think he was sort of like what we tell all of our kids. Think before you do something. Deion, unfortunately, has done things before he's thought.
Most of the time in radio, though, it's we need you to take a pay cut. There's also no one new in town. There's actually less people here, but we need you to take a pay cut.
But we have syndication that we just have to hit the button that says D over there, and all of a sudden you could just hear Jim Rome instead. But that's another story. I'm not saying anything here,
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel is with us. What would a victory mean tonight? Heat over Lakers. What would a victory tonight at the American Airlines Arena mean for the Heat?
Validation for this roster as it stands now. Because again, this is not a full Heat. This is no Winslow. This is no Dragic. They're not full. But the incredible stat I keep telling people is this. They are 11-0 at home this season and have played one team with a winning record. Now, they beat that team, the Houston Rockets. But every other team that's come to American Airlines Arena has not only been a bad team, but for the most part, a terrible team. They've played the three worst teams in the Western Conference at home, in New Orleans, in Golden State, in Memphis. They played Atlanta twice at home. So this is the kind of quality home victory you're looking for. The flip side is this. The Heat have gone now the deepest into any season in the 32 years without consecutive losses. But you have the Lakers here tonight, and you have Luka Doncic and the Mavericks in Dallas tomorrow. So if you don't get tonight, all of a sudden you're facing your first losing streak, and you're facing what's Jimmy Butler going to be like if losing starts. I don't think you want to see that.
And Ira, that was kind of in line of my next question, where what's the next benchmark? They have the third best winning percentage, 18-6, in the NBA. But when we ask people, they still are lukewarm on the Heat. What's that next benchmark the Heat have to hit? Is it beating Lakers and going and competing with Dallas?
I think it's adversity, what I call adversity victories. I mean, to this point, everyone said the same thing. Well, sure, the Heat have lost six games, but four came on the second night of back-to-backs, and they were tough games. Minnesota was playing well, at the Lakers, at the Sixers, at the Celtics. But you know what? At some point, if you're really good, and you really think you're a legitimate contender, at least to get to the conference finals, then you win the unexpected games. They did that in Toronto in overtime. So I think not only taking one of these, but maybe winning tomorrow on the second night of a back-to-back in Dallas, making that kind of statement, I think that's what you need to see. The schedule has been so soft that right now I'd say the Heat's best victories to this point probably were routing Houston at American Airlines Arena. Winning in Toronto certainly was impressive. Winning in Brooklyn was impressive enough, but you can't really line up that many games that you could say, hey, the Heat showed who they were. Now the opportunities are coming, including a game next Wednesday, a rematch in Philadelphia.
Ira Winderman. You can read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Again, it is a big one tonight, biggest one of the season. Heat and Lakers, American Airlines Arena, 7 o'clock tip-off. Not 8 o'clock like you might have originally thought, and that means 8 o'clock tip-off, you're strolling in at 8:20. Well, you stroll in at 8:20 tonight, and you're in the second half. So 7 o'clock tip-off.
And here's the deal. Doors open at 6, but if you knock gently, I'll let you in earlier. I'll get down there early, so I'll take care of everyone.
Tell them you know Ira when you get there.
Use the secret handshake, and you can get right in. So get there on time, please.
That's what I tell them when I go to hide.
I know Ira.
Yeah, I know Ira. They let me ride in.
What's with the popcorn there at the American Airlines Arena? Best damn popcorn I've ever had.
No, this is what happened with Popcorn Gabe at Dion when I wrote that story about it. Steph Curry rated the popcorn, had the Heat's locker room popcorn, I assume it's the same as in the arena, as third best in the NBA. So they are known around the league as get some good popcorn.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because I went to the game with my kid. We both took a handful and looked at each other and went, oh, my God, this is the great – I'm not kidding you. I totally get what happened with Dion there. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
Well, Dion's was in Toronto, which is ranked top 5, so you can imagine what home games have been like. And maybe now we know why he hasn't been on the bench even when he's been active.
Man, that popcorn is good. Get yourself some tonight. Send a crowd of the bill. He'll Venmo it to you.
I ain't got nan dime.
That's not true. See ya, Ira.
Hey, next Friday, more popcorn talk. It's a regular thing. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, listen, you'd get no argument out of me. I'd be really happy to do that. Ira Winderman, Heat and Lakers tonight. It is a big one. 7 o'clock tip-off at the American Airlines Arena. There is your 15 minutes of Heat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.